This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Morgan from the Palmerston North Women's Health Collective. How is it going, Morgan?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Now, the thing that we're talking about in particular, I mean, aside from all of the other good work that the Palmerston North Women's Health Collective does, which we can maybe talk about in a second if you like, but in particular, you have you're calling it a catch-up clinic for cervical screening coming up this Saturday. And just because this will live on the website for a little bit as a podcast, when I say this Saturday, I'm talking about the 14th of October.
That's right. Yes, indeed, we are.
So I guess the first question is, like, what do you mean by a catch-up clinic?
Okay, so we are currently doing a catch-up clinic to try and encourage women who've been putting off their smear for a diverse number of reasons to come in and get screened. And one of the reasons we're really promoting this catch-up clinic is because not everyone realises, but there's been a lot of changes to the way that cervical screening is done right now. And so that's part of why we're doing this clinic.
So you were saying before we started recording that there's actually a new test, yeah? So that I'm guessing, I don't own a cervix, so I'm not in a position to kind of judge on these things, but my understanding is that cervical screening can be a bit uncomfortable for some people. So does this test help with that?
Yeah, right. So the old test used to involve having a speculum, which can be quite uncomfortable for people. And everyone that had the test done had to have a speculum. So most women who've had a test will remember what this all means. So the old test was done with a speculum. You needed to lie on a bed. The nurse would have to do this. Now we've recently changed to swab testing, which means that most women can now have the test done with a swab. So instead of having a speculum put in, you just need to have a small swab, which looks a bit like a cotton bud or the ones that you use to do a COVID test, if you're used to that. And the whole thing can just be done with a swab. And one of the other major changes is that you can choose to either have the nurse do it or you can choose to do it yourself.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that is a major step up in terms of being less intrusive, eh?
Absolutely. And a lot of women have put it off for exactly that reason, not wanting to have someone else down there because it's a very private, sacred part of women's bodies, or all sorts of reasons. So we're thinking swab testing in particular is going to be really awesome for women who've either found tests really uncomfortable in the past, or also lots of women don't like having tests for reasons like they've had abuse histories, all sorts of things. And being able to do the test themselves and having a much more easy procedure, much less invasive, we're hoping will encourage lots of women who've put it off to come in and do their screening.
Brilliant. Now, obviously this is something that's still, even if it doesn't require like as much medical personnel in terms of necessarily needing a nurse, it's still going to require some space, and space at the Women's Health Collective, I imagine, is finite. Do you guys need people to be booking in to make sure that they've got a space on Saturday?
Okay, so we will definitely prefer you to have an appointment. We do have some spaces left, especially in the afternoon, but we also will have the scope to accommodate women dropping in as long as they're prepared to wait a while. And just going back to what you were saying, there will still be a nurse there because a nurse still needs to be responsible for making sure that you have all the information about the test, especially as it's a new test. So you will have a little consultation with the nurse in advance, at which point you will be given the option of either having the nurse do the swab or choosing to do it yourself.
Excellent. So obviously we are primarily trying to get people along on Saturday if they've been putting off these tests. But this is not the only thing that the Palmerston North Women's Health Collective does. We have a community notice on air about a wide range of services. But do you maybe want to run through some of the other stuff just in case people maybe, I don't know, they've driven past the building there on Waldegrave Street, but they're not so familiar with the collective and how it works and what it does?
Okay, so we're primarily a health information service, which we try and give people information on a lot of different aspects of health and also information about where you can go, especially for lower cost options. So we do have things available on site like pregnancy tests. We can give out condoms. We have some free menstrual supplies, in particular pads and things that people can come in and pick up. And we also have a focus on making sure that people know what services are available in the community. But there also are a range of other services available. One of our particular developments recently is we now have Tammy coming in once a week on a Thursday. Tammy is a provider of mirimiri, which is a type of traditional Māori bodywork with massage components in it, but also with a spiritual dimension and various methods of I'm getting a little bit stuck.
No, it's kind of like one of those sort of more holistic healing practices.
That's right. Absolutely. Like. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So if people are listening into this and maybe, you know, they're up to date with their smear so they don't need to come along on Saturday or for whatever reason that doesn't work for them, is there a way that they can get in touch with you online, follow you on the internet, you know, learn more, keep up to date with stuff that you're doing so that they don't miss events like this in future? What's the best way to do those kind of things?
Okay, so we do have a Facebook page that we regularly post various information about what's happening in the community, about women's health and topics related to it. And we also would make posts on there about any events that are coming up or little posts targeted on explaining what various services we have are.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Morgan.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.